Lots going on, so let's get to it. And, of course, a lot of news being made in Congress as the work on the tax bill goes on. First of all, let me congratulate our Money Talk listeners on a tremendous victory that was achieved following last weekend's Money Talk broadcast. A tremendous victory was achieved by all Money Talk listeners after the program last week. We talked at length last week about the train wreck that was being proposed in Congress to essentially take away your ability to invest pre-tax dollars in your 401k for your long-term retirement program, as so many of our Money Talk listeners do. One of the worst ideas to ever come out of Congress. It was a disaster, and we said it on the broadcast last week. Following that broadcast, there were many people in Congress that heard from Money Talk listeners that this should not be allowed to happen, that this was wrong. And the victory has been achieved, as this week Congress did a 180 and dropped the proposal to slash pre-tax contributions to 401ks from the current $18,000 maximum down to a piddling $2,400. They threw it out. They heard from Money Talk listeners. They threw it out. And your 401k pre-tax contributions are safe. They are protected. Congress now stating unequivocally that there will be no change to the pre-tax contributions to 401k. So congratulations to every Money Talk listener that had a hand in making this happen. This was the right outcome for investors and savers. Very pleased to see that happen. And, of course, another good week in the market. The S&P 500 has been on such a roll. Counting dividends now, the total return for this bull market is up in the area of 300%, going back to its beginning in March of 2009. And counting the cash dividends on the S&P 500, the total return now very, very close to 300%. A remarkable tripling of your money, since March of 2009. And let me congratulate every Money Talk listener that has taken advantage of this opportunity to rack up some very serious coinage in the process of this bull run. S&P 500 closing the week out at an all-time record level of 2,587, with the Dow at 23,539. But, of course, the big story this week is taxes. Congress is working on a tax proposal that would result in a makeover, to a large extent, a makeover of the tax code. And there were some items in the program that came out this week that were surprising to some. Some surprising items in there. But all in all, basically, the new program includes four tax brackets. Of course, it's subject to change, and of course it will change, but this is what we have as of today. The new tax brackets, 12, 25, 35, and 39.6. But to get to the 39.6, you have to make over $1 million a year in taxable income. And so even the 39.6 is going to apply at a much higher taxable income level than was previously the case. Because nothing has passed. Right now, the way it is, you can be paying 39.6 on income that is less than $500,000, on the margin, I mean. But that is being proposed to increased to $1 million. By the way, if you take a look at the $1.5 trillion over 10 years in tax reduction, two-thirds of it accrues to the business side of the equation, two-thirds to business, $1 trillion to business, $200 billion to the elimination of the estate tax, if it happens, and $300 billion to individual tax reduction, if that happens. So that's the way that works out. There certainly is a possibility that there will be a tax bill that will get House approval and at least 50 votes in the Senate. We're not there yet, but there's no question they're pushing hard to make something happen on this. Some real changes that surprised some people, and I'm sure our Money Talk listeners are all over the map on this one, but one of the things that surprised some of the members of Congress, and they have not voted on it yet, of course, is a new cap on the amount of mortgage interest you can deduct. And that new cap is on interest above $500,000, only applying to new sales. So if you already have a mortgage of over $500,000, you're grandfathered in based on what we know now. But if this passes and if it stays as is, if you have a mortgage on a new purchase of over $500,000, you cannot deduct the interest on the loan amount that exceeds $500,000. By the way, the National Association of Realtors is very, very unhappy about this. Quote, "This appears to confirm many of our biggest concerns." So the National Association of Realtors, definitely not a fan of this one. The pass-through cut down to 25%. Remember, the top rate now is 39.6 federal. The pass-through cut down to 25 is still on the books in the proposal, applying to subchapter S, partnerships, limited liability companies. These are the pass-through companies. Over 90% of businesses in the USA are in the pass-through category. So they get a cut down to 25%, down from 39.6 in the top bracket. However, there are questions as to who will be allowed to qualify for this new status. So we'll have to see how this works out. But as of right now, we don't have an answer to that. Who will be allowed to qualify for this new pass-through status? And the reason I say that is because there has been talk that certain occupations will not be allowed to automatically qualify. Now, maybe they can qualify, but not automatically. For example, they're talking about doctors, lawyers, other sorts of professional service individuals that would not automatically qualify for the pass-through 25% rate. Obviously, there will be lots more talked about on this one. On the repatriation, the new tax on repatriated monies is being proposed at 12%. Remember, this could change too, but it's a lot less than 35. So they're proposing a 12% tax on multinational accumulated offshore earnings. And we'll see how that plays out. All in all, $1.5 trillion over 10 years, an average of $150 billion a year to be added to the deficit. As you know, nobody talks about the deficit anymore. Nobody worries about the deficit anymore. A few years ago, we had politicians in Washington that were willing to close down the government, shut down the government over the issue of deficits. Now, nobody is even talking about the deficit. Doesn't matter anymore. Run it up. No problem. Nobody cares. So that's what we're looking at right now. And as I say, there will be rewrites to this one, you can be sure. And one of the biggest controversies, of course, has to do with the state and local tax deductibility, which I'm going to get to. I'm sure you know by now the child tax credit is proposed to increase to $1,600 per child from $1,000 per child under 17. And a number of other proposals in there, including your property taxes can be deducted up to $10,000. That's it. Nothing more than $10,000 under the proposal. So if you're in a high property tax state, you're going to be eating some of that, losing that deductibility. And then there are the states that get especially hard hit by the loss of the state and local tax deductions, including Oregon, New York, Massachusetts, Virginia, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Utah, Missouri, and North Carolina. Those 11 states and commonwealths right now are at the top of the list of the domiciles most greatly affected by the loss of the state and local tax deductions. So what would you be allowed to deduct on your state and local tax? Well, you would be allowed to deduct up to $10,000 in property tax. You would not be allowed to deduct income taxes at the state level, local taxes at the state level, such as the Philadelphia wage tax. Just one example out of many. And you would not be able to deduct your sales taxes. All of that would be out the window under this proposal. And based on those parameters, those 11 states that I mentioned are the ones that are hardest hit by this proposal. Now, the significance of that is that that could place a new strain, a future strain, on the fiscal health of those states: Oregon, New York, Massachusetts, Virginia, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Utah, Missouri, North Carolina. Those states have to be aware that they may face a future fiscal issue as a result of these changes. So that's going to be something else coming down the road. There will be various ways, by the way, by which the qualification for pass-through tax rate of 25% will be determined. Pretty complicated stuff. Rather than get into it here, let me just say that I think we'll be hearing more about it. Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. They used to be deficit hawks. It doesn't seem anymore like anybody is a deficit hawk. Nobody seems to even remember there is a deficit. $20.5 trillion? What's that? Nobody cares. But Mark Meadows was commenting on the pass-through provision, and he didn't seem entirely happy. He said, quote, "I want to make sure the pass-through rate for small business is actually a pass-through rate for all business. I'm hearing that may not be the case, and that is a problem," unquote. But Mark Meadows used to comment about the deficit. Now he comments about the degree of the tax cut. So things change over time.